There's some here that don't know me. I'm Asad's wife. Asad is the pastor of the Farsi Church, and I'll be sharing with you today. Mark asked us to speak about how we see God at work in us and among us at the Farsi Fellowship. And I first say we see him the same way probably you see him at work in your church, but because God is always at work. But I just want to kind of go with the psalm too. I want to first say that the Lord is righteous and his law is perfect. And we know that from the word, but we don't always see that, as the psalmist said. The psalmist said he cries out because people are not keeping his word. Did I do that? And so he's crying out because people aren't keeping his word. Let me stand back. And his heart is broken that people aren't keeping his word, aren't keeping God's word. And what we're seeing today, we have the same problem in America and in Iran. Right now in Iran, there's protest on the streets. Recently, an incident happened with a young girl. If you want to go to the news, you can in Iran, you can check on that more. But a young lady was with her family coming out of a movie theater, and her head covering had gotten loose and hair had come out. Well, in Iran, there is a morality police, and they saw her and began to tell her how she shouldn't do that and to beat her. And they hit her on the head with the baton. And they took her to, well, she tried to explain, but they grabbed her and took her into custody, where they beat her further and made her listen to things about Islam and how she should be more devout. She died while she was in custody. She died of head trauma. But the government hasn't admitted that or apologized for that. This has made the people of Iran very angry. And they have been under so much pressure for a long time with the government. But for some reason, it has caused even the women to come out on the streets to protest and to say, this isn't right. And so right now, the government has responded to that by shooting the people, which, sometimes the things that the truth is so hard to believe sometimes, that the government would just kill their own people for protesting. But they did. They've killed over 300 people, and 35 of them were under the age of 16. Because right now, not only the women are protesting, the men are protesting, the university students, even the high school students are coming out in protest against the government. And there have been rallies in different countries around the world. There was one here in Raleigh not too long ago that Asad attended. And we have been praying for Iran, and that's what we ask that you do, is that you pray for Iran and pray for the people here that have families there that are concerned about what's happening with them and how they're going to survive. And Kaveh was telling me this morning that the government had issued a warning that no one could come out of their home. If they come out of their home, then they're taking their life in their hands. So they're really being held captive, and captive by the law of man, of a law that isn't truly God's law. And that is so hard for us to watch and to see and to understand. But we see that we are growing more in the area of intercession because of that. It's called us to pray more as believers, to pray more in what God is doing. The other thing that we see God moving in the church, always is love. You know, what's going on in Iran now, you cannot say that this is love. And the Quran does not ever call God a God of love. It's only in the gospel that shows that God is a God of love, and that he brings back the prodigal son, that he died for us while we were yet sinners. It's only in the gospel that people see that. And I think sometimes Muslims are amazed at that, and sometimes they just can't believe it. It's hard for them to believe and to accept because they've been taught so much the culture of being under the law. And I remember even before I became a Christian, seeing God sometimes as the judge up there, that every time you messed up, it was like If any of you have ever played whack-a-mole where you hit the little gophers as they come up, sometimes I would have a picture in my heart of God like that, because I thought anytime anything went wrong in my life that it was God punishing me. And I think many Muslims react that way. They see everything as punishment from God. And so we try as a Farsi church to demonstrate love, to share the gospel so that people know they're loved and accepted. And being called to prayer, I think, as I was saying, God is calling us deeper and higher to truly intercede for the nation of Iran, but also for all nations. As the Afghanian refugees have come here, it's opened up a whole area of ministry. And we were able to go as a church and help the Afghans when many of them come and file as they wanted to find family members and bring them over. Assad is still doing a ministry of helping them with their driver's license and just practical daily things. And that shows love. That shows that we are trying to show God's love, and I believe that God is working through us. And then another area that we see God at work in, and I think it's hard, again, in every church, is seeing forgiveness. In Islam, they don't believe that they were born sinners. So very often it's very hard for them to believe that they need a savior, because they think they've, to some extent, they've kept the law, that they've done more good than bad, so therefore they're okay. And so as we try to share the gospel and teach forgiveness, I think one time a lady told me, I don't want to forgive this person, because if I forgive her, God will forgive her, and I don't want God to forgive her. I want God to punish her. And that is that mentality that is hard to break. It's hard to see sometimes, to see people truly come in fellowship in love and forgiveness. Each week we do Bible study and share the gospel. And we do see God work. It's not always a salvation, but people come to love the word. They come to love Jesus. They may accept him and accept Christianity where they are not attacking it, but they may or may not come to faith. And maybe we see people many years later that will come to faith. So the other thing I would say that God is working in us is worshiping in unity. You know, we have people come to the Bible study that have never worshiped, never sang songs or prayed in the way that we pray, and that's very new to them. Many times Muslims have a standard prayer, and usually it's in Arabic. And so I remember Assad telling me that when he grew up, he didn't even know what he was praying. He just recited the prayers that he was taught to pray. And so as we worship God in front of them, that it shows that personal relationship with God. It shows that we believe he is real, that he is hearing, that he is answering, even more that he is present, with us. And recently we attended a prayer gathering that was done by Summit Church here in Raleigh to pray for Iran. And what was so neat about that time, and what I think God wants to see even more of, just as we are here, is a mosaic service. But there's an Egyptian church pastor there and an Iranian ministry there that we've worked together with. And they did worship in Farsi, Arabic, and English. And that was such a precious time to me to hear the Arabic church singing praise to God and the Farsi church singing praise to God. And I believe that God is going to do more things like this. And I think he's raising up leaders. You know, leaders, we want people to kind of come alongside us. Assad and I keep wanting someone just to, you know, come alongside us. But he's bringing leaders from different places. And like this couple that have a ministry reaching the underground church on the internet. They teach every week and they raise up training pastors. And that's a really great ministry, because the Iranians need to be met here and they need to be met in Iran, and they're in every nation as they've left their country trying to find peace and freedom. And the Lord is raising up leaders. But one of the things that's very hard in Iran is because there's so many differences in tribes and the religion and all of this, because everyone there is not Muslim. They may call themselves Muslim, but there are so many that truly don't believe that, that we really need to see a unity. And I think that especially this time with praying for Iran and praying together in the different languages, that we've seen a unity come together in our church that I personally haven't seen before. I believe that that's a work of God, and that's what he's wanting to do in all of us, to see that we are one body and that we need each other. And we have had several go out to serve in Muslim countries that have worked with us, and that has been they have been a blessing to us. The last thing I want to say is I want to point to, as this psalmist was going through the psalm, he said, God is righteous, and his law is righteous, and his law is righteous. But when we try to take the law into our own hands and try to make the law ourselves, it becomes very unrighteous and even evil. And this passage in Romans 1:17 really touched me, because Paul's saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And then he says, why? Because he says, in the gospel is revealed God's righteousness. It's in the gospel. It's in seeing that Jesus died for our sins. He came because God loved us. It's in the good news that we see, yes, God is a righteous God. He's not up there as a judge, punish me. He's not up there trying to make things hard on me, to make me change. He changes us with his love. He changes us as he speaks quietly to our heart and calls us higher. And that has been, I just think that's a really good word for today, that is the gospel, and we should take the gospel to all nations. And we pray with the psalmist, as the psalmist said in this psalm, he said, I find joy in those hard times. I find joy in your word. And when we're going through hard times, it's very hard to find joy. But it is in God's word that we find that joy. And it is in his promises that we know that he has overcome the world. Recently, I lost my mother, and I know many of us have gone through that. But I think I struggled with that so much. And it was like God was speaking to me even then. I am, you know, when he speaks to Mary, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He says this after Lazarus' death. And he says, do you believe this, Martha? And I felt like God was saying that to me, you know, when I was struggling with my mom passing and me not being able to be there at that moment. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this, Pat? And that really, I feel like God is speaking to me and to all of us to truly believe his word, to truly see the power in his word, and to walk in that. And I keep saying one more thing. And I may have one more thing, and I may not. Let me see what we're here. Oh, that we want to pray with the psalmist, as we've said that God is moving in prayer. And the psalmist said, Lord, I love your law, but I don't always understand it. I don't even know what to do with it sometimes. And I don't think this is just the Iranian church. I think this is America today. In our we're so divided. We're so polarized that we can't really see how God's word fits in our government, in our elections. We don't see it. And we need to pray more, but also to understand that God is in control, and that God said he will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But to join with him in that, of the building of the church, and to join with him in unity and in prayer. And that is what I wanted to bring to you today. That's where I feel like we're growing. We've got a lot of strides still to make, but I've seen leadership come together and work together in a way that hasn't happened before. I've seen more unity, and I hope to see even more as we continue to come together from different nations and tribes, because one day in heaven, we will all bow the knee. Every nation, every tongue, every tribe will bow the knee and say, Jesus is Lord. Amen.